Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, praise the Lord. Welcome to Now Faith Ministries radio blog, The Light. We thank you so much in the name of Jesus for joining us this evening. We have a wonderful broadcast for you tonight, this evening. Our guest preacher tonight is none other than Pastor Quincy Carr, the founder of Now Faith Ministry. And he's going to be sharing with us what God has laid on his heart. I know it's going to be a powerful word from the Lord, so we're excited. If you can, go ahead and mute your phones. Grab you something to write with, so you can take some notes. And we're going to go into a quick word of prayer, and then we'll be ready to start the broadcast. Okay, I'm going to pause for one. I need to pause for 1 second, if you don't mind. So I'll be right back with you, okay? Hold on, please. Okay, family, praise the Lord. We have Pastor Quincy Carr on the line with us. He's here in the studio. Pastor Quincy.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. So glad you could join us tonight. We are excited about the word that the Lord has given you to share with us on tonight. We're going to start off with just a quick word of prayer, and then we're going to get right into the message, okay?
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we've been rejoicing and glorying all day. Father, it's to you that all the glory, the honor, and the praise belongs to, Father. So we thank you for keeping us up to this point, God, for keeping us and our families and everything that concerns us, God. You're such a faithful Lord and Savior and God. So we magnify and glorify you. Father, we ask that you would consecrate this broadcast. Oh, God, give Pastor Quincy what it is that you would have him to say for your people, God. We honor
you,
we adore you, we love you, we thank you. We know you're coming with power. So in Jesus' name, Father, we ask, hallelujah, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor
Lucy.
You have the microphone.
God bless you, Evangelist Shirley. God bless you. Well, thank the Lord, everybody. May the Lord bless you. Welcome to the new Now Faith radio blog broadcast. And I'm glad to be here today. Very thankful. I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for this blessed opportunity to share his word or the thoughts that the Holy Spirit has put on my heart for someone, may not be for everyone, but for someone in the listening audience. Praise the Lord. The first thing I'd like to do is to ask you all to, our family has a little crisis, a big crisis at the moment. My granddaughter, Tiara Bryant, has been missing for nearly 39 days, I believe it is. And we want you all to continue to pray for us. Thank you for those of you who've been praying, for those who've been financially supporting the finder's fee. If anyone knows anything about where her whereabouts, we just thank each of you and pray for my daughter Tamika. It's her oldest child, and that God would give her strength and courage, and our entire family, that we hold on because God is able. And we believe, we still have hope that God has her and she's coming home to us. And I'd like for you all to continue to join us in that endeavor. Well, praise the Lord. What's on my heart today is I think I wrote this post last week or something, and I want to share it with you because it's still tugging on my heart. In Proverbs, the 29th chapter, the 18th verse, the New King James Bible says, "Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But it is he who keeps the law. But he who keeps the law. Another version says, I like the other version, where there is no vision, instead of revelation, same thing, says where there is no vision, the people perish. And I want to talk about vision today. First of all, let me start out saying this, praise the Lord. I've always heard that. I heard this from somewhere. I can't remember where. But they said the saying was, when you were born, when you came into this world and came out of your mother, the doctor slapped you, the little baby, on his rear end. And from that moment on, God assigned angels to assist you in your purpose and destiny. And at the same time, Satan aligned demons up to divert you from your purpose and destiny. And that's kind of like, it's not a scripture, but boy, it seems so true in my personal life. I can't answer for anyone else. But let me just say this to you. Life is not worth living if you don't understand vision. Vision. God did not create any of us without vision or purpose or destiny in life. That was manufactured in our lives even before we entered our mother's womb. Check out Jeremiah 1:5. God knew him. God knew him before he even entered his mother's womb. God predestined, preordained him for what he was about to do. So praise the Lord. I don't think it was just for Jeremiah. I think God had the same thing in mind for each and every one of us that were born into this world. God had something in mind for you to do while you were here. And vision is a part of it. Vision is a part of it. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. And praise the Lord, you've got to, let me just name some factors that I think are reason why people are perishing. They're perishing because they don't realize that what their vision is. What is it? They're just here wandering around doing what they want to do in their own efforts, their own merits, by their own works, haven't even bothered to consult God about their purpose and destiny here, and that is the utmost necessity in life. If without a consulting and going back to the manufacturer, I got this from the late Dr. Miles Monroe, who used to be one of my mentors. Before he still is. Just because he's in heaven now doesn't mean he's not a man. I read many of his books. I knew him personally. We weren't good friends, but I knew him. And I've met him, and we've talked. But purpose, God's original intent and design for the reason you are here does not come without vision. Vision. God has given you a vision. And the other thing I want to talk about is imagination. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about it. Imagine that deeming this word, imagine that. You've got to have a healthy imagination about God's design and purpose for you being here. And the enemy would like to destroy all of that. And it's really destroyed. He can't destroy it. We often let him do it by our choices. We choose not to seek God, and you can't find out your original purpose and destiny without seeking God. Because God is the one who created you and formed that in you. You have to return to God. And we are living in perilous times now where most people are thinking about everything but God. They're trying to do it by their own merits. Many of us have been bamboozled or duped in the church organizations, and I call it religion. I would dare not call out any particular denominations. I'll just brand the whole thing saying religion. by believing we're saved by our own meritorious works rather than by grace, the grace of God through Jesus Christ, the sacrifice he made at the cross of Calvary, paid for it all. We've been duped by that, so most of us have missed our actually purpose and things, destiny in life. But you've got to have a vision. What is it that you see? What do you see? What is your perception of God? What is your perception of God? That will alter the vision if you have the wrong perception of God. And that uses, and many of us have been indoctrinated with wrong perceptions of God. We only see God is mean, God is angry, God is going to, if you do this or do that wrong, he's going to cast you to hell, he's going to do this and put cancer on you. All of that is lies from the pit of hell. God's character is nothing of the sort. The enemy would have you believe that. And that theology or that mindset comes from being under the legalistic beliefs and from the preaching of the gospel. People often, I think our old fathers, they meant well, but whether it was right or not, that's another question. And you still got people today still teaching the same gospel. You've got to get people to understand that God created them for a purpose, and their life is in that purpose, to have a successful, a life that Jesus was talking about of abundancy, a life where the thieves can't rob or come in and steal and destroy what God had intended for you to do from the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world. We've got to get people, and this is what I hope and pray that Now Faith is about and what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people, first of all, to discover Christ. The first thing you got to do is come to Christ. If you're going to understand what life is about, what you're here for, you've got to be born again. You must repent, turn around 180 degrees, and give your heart to Christ. Not, I didn't say your head. I said your heart. Give your heart to Christ and be converted in the name of Jesus Christ. You must give your life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, then there's other things that's another sermon that I preach about your soul and your spirit and your body. That's another sermon. But give your life to Christ, and then you will begin to discover what the real purpose God had for you to be here on this earth. And it does not come without vision. It does not come without vision. What is it that you see? What are you looking at? How do you perceive God? Do you have the right perception of God? Is the doctrine, the foundational doctrine that you have in you, is it proper? Does it need to be taken out? Some of those stony bricks need to be taken out and put something else needs to be replaced. Grace bricks need to be replaced in your heart because it is not of any our merit. It's nothing we can do meritoriously to earn God's favor. It's a gift. It's a gift. Receive a gift. Pride oftentimes won't let us receive gifts because we think we have it all. But in humility, receive the gift of grace of God. It will open up the door to vision, what God called you to do. Once you're walking in that, once you find the empowerment in that, which comes with it, God gave you the power of the Holy Spirit when you gave your life to Christ. You're not going to get any more power than you have right now. And that same power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power of God that spoke and said, let there be, and it was, the same power is in you now. That's why I think Jesus said, I'm going to the Father. And he said, greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto the Father. We are in the ministry. We're in the end times where greater works should be performed. Why? Many of us who call ourselves Christians. And I'm not saying I've been here. I was duped. I've been on the other side of the fence. Many of us are missing the boat because we don't realize that God has called us for a purpose. He's called us for a divine purpose and destiny, and with that comes vision. And when you can see right, you can do things right. God, and let me just add this, along with that, he just didn't call you to be wandering out here doing, not knowing what you're doing. He also, and not financially be able to support what he called, also comes with vision is provision. If you're in something and you're struggling and you can't seem to get it off the ground and people are not, you might need to question, if that is the real purpose God has called you, because God, the cattle on a thousand hills is the Lord, the earth is the Lord, the fullness of, God is not short in the financial department, people. If God called you to something, he will finance it. You ain't got to get on the TV begging folks and doing all that, playing all kinds of manipulative schemes to get money out of people. If God called you to what you are doing, God will touch the hearts of people. People will give you from, even your enemies might write you a check. They don't even know why they write it. But God will favor you under the doctrine of grace. Favor comes with it. That's what it means. God will favor you among people to be successful in the thing that he's called you to do. But the first thing we must come back to is you must have a vision. You must have a vision. Without it, the Bible says you're perishing. You are perishing. You are dying little by little without a vision. Not your vision, but God's vision. Many of you are doing your vision. You went to school, you got your degrees, you got your diplomas, you got degrees, doctor this, doctor that, LL is this, all behind your name, and you're still not happy. You know why you're not happy? Because you're doing your thing. You're not doing God's thing. You're doing what you want to do or what somebody steered you in that direction. Parents, let me say this to you. The best thing you can do for a child is when God blesses you to have a child, and it is a blessing to have children, you discover the passions and the gifts in those child as a kid, as a baby. When you discover that, it's a good sign that that is what God has created them for. You use all of your resources and whatever else you have to guide that child in that direction in the anointing of the gift that is on their lives, that they might be successful in life. Don't say, well, you look like a preacher. You look like this. Discern. God will give you to know the reason why he blessed you with his seed, and he will give you discernment on what he has invested in them. And when you see that as a parent, you start getting all of your resources, all your resources together to guide that child in that direction that they might have a loving, an abundant life here on earth. I can't say that I was even successful in that area. But we need to draw the line somewhere and get people to discover their purpose, because this is where life is. This is where their life is. Jesus came to give us a life of abundance. I came that you might have life and that you might have it, John 10:10, more abundantly. Before this is the thief. Who is the thief? The devil. He comes to rob, kill, and destroy. What do you mean? And he can't do that unless you give him that permission. But he will rob, kill, and destroy your purpose, your life, your destiny, because he's not interested in you showing forth God's glory here on earth in any form or fashion. He wants you dead. He wants you out of here. Okay, now I'm saying all that to say this. Here's some things you got to do. First thing you got to do to get your vision straight is give yourself to God. Return to God. Don't try to do it on your own. That's not your Proverbs 19:21, I think it is. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it's the Lord's counsel. The Lord's counsel that shall stand. You can make your plans all you want to, but God's counsel, God's plans will precede your plans. God's plans will precede your plan. Got this from Dr. Miles Monroe, too. So listen, give yourself to God. God will open up your purpose and destiny to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. He's invested in you. Find out what that is and start moving in that direction. That's where your blessings are. That's where you will find everything you need to be successful believer here on earth. Vision. Okay, now the second thing that needs to be discussed is, and I found this the other day, who are you hanging out with? Who are your friends? Who are your friends? Look at Joseph in the Bible. Joseph, and I'll get to the third. Maybe I don't know if I'm putting them in chronological order. But who are you hanging out with? Who are you telling your vision or your dreams to? That's important. Everybody is not interested in seeing you be successful. most of the time, one of the reasons they don't even know what their dream or vision is, they're miserable. So obviously they're going to be very upset if you find your dream and vision, and when you do and start walking in it by faith in Jesus Christ and the Word of God, and God starts blessing you to prosper and they see you prospering, of course they're going to be envious. Of course you're going to have haters and what have you. But you think they're friends. You got them around you. They're speaking in your spirit. They're not speaking anything positive. And then again, you can have some patting you on the back, but they got a knife on the other side. You need to discern, ask God for discernment for the people who are around you. Are they meant to be assets in what you call me to do, or are they liability? And learn to put them in the place they deserve. I'm not saying be mean and evil to the people who are liabilities, but you need to understand why they are in your life and put them in their proper perspective for being in your life. And those who are blessing you and saying things to you and trying to encourage you to do what you're doing, thank God, embrace them. Be glad that you have these type of people in your life, because everybody, as I'll say it again, is not interested in your advancement in the things of God, in the purpose and your destiny of God, and certainly not you understanding your vision. There's a reason here. Vision. What about abuse? That's an abuse. Abuse, Dr. Rose talks about this a lot. Abuse is when vision is not known. When you don't know your vision, when you don't know why God blessed you to be here on earth, you will abuse yourself. You'll self-abuse yourself and allow yourself to be abused by others due to that ignorance. You must know the vision that God has given you. Now Faith Ministry was put in my heart in 2001 in Cleveland, Ohio. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that, what he gave me, what he showed me. I thank God for seeing it here together on Facebook. I want to thank Sister Deborah Brown Brooks, who helped me put it together on Facebook. Andrea Gray, who was very instrumental in putting it together, and then the platforms and what have you. God has blessed this ministry, but it did not come without an initial vision. I had heart surgery, 5 bypass heart surgery in 2006, and no longer desired to be back in a pulpit, but God didn't let the vision die. And God gave me to put it on Facebook through these two young ladies who helped me, especially Deborah, who initially started to help me put it on Facebook, because I had no knowledge of technology or computers or anything. So I thank God for these two young ladies who helped out a great deal. But the thing is, you have got to get a vision for yourself. You've got to not abuse yourself or allow other people to abuse you. You be what God created you to be. You find out what that is. You start working in it, walking in it, talking about it. Watch your lingo, your language. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You don't speak negative about it. You don't talk negative about it. You don't allow negative stuff to get in your spirit. You are somebody. I'm here to tell you that today that God has created you to be somebody special and purpose for his glory and for the kingdom of Christ, especially in this last day when everybody is running from Christ. They're doing it. We need people, the light. We need the light to shine, for many people are going to hell in a handbasket. And even from the church, we're not talking about just outside the church, even from the church. And a lot of that is because of bad theology, bad doctrine, that they're still trying to be saved by themselves. That's another message. God, I can't help talk about that every time I'm talking. But praise God for vision. You need a vision. I want to bring up, and I think it's Genesis 6, where Nimrod got together with the people, and they decided to build the Tower of Babel. Praise the Lord. And you know what? They would have got the work done. God decided, let us go down and confound their language. Why did God do that? Because, first of all, they were trying to do it without him. They were trying to build something that God was not supportive of without him. As a matter of fact, they didn't want God in any kind of way. So, but the point that I want to make here, God, because God created man with vision, imagination, and all of that in it. If they could speak it, first of all, see it, speak it, and come in agreement on it, they would have gotten the job done, even though it was not for God's, it was not God's will or for God's purpose. So God confound their language and mess the whole thing up. Here's what I want you to think about. Now, faith, I'm talking to you, especially the administrators in our faith. Think about what we could do with God supporting or behind the ministry, what we're doing, if we were together. If we were together, if we could see it, see what God is doing through the ministry, if we could both speak on it, if we all could speak on it together, if we could agree on it together in unity, unity. Satan doesn't hate unity. His, one of his strongest weapons is division or discord he sows among the people of God. Well, if we unite in God, and can see this, what God is doing, and thank God he's blessing the ministry. The people are coming in, and it has really grown in the last year. God is blessing the ministry. These people are not just coming here by coincidence or incident. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is leading them here for ministry. If we could see what God is doing, if we could work on it together, loving each other, praying for each other, and speak it, and agree on it, there is no limit to what the Lord will do in this ministry. It's not about any of us. It's about Jesus Christ. We are here to lift up the kingdom of Christ. God has given a vision. We're working. God has sent the people to put it together from all over the world. We got to thank God for Pastor Edom in Africa and Ghana, Sister Christine in the Philippines, and Sister Gemma. In the Caribbean islands, God has given us people all over the world to bring this vision together. It's a vision, and he's and provide whatever we need, God will provide it, but we've got to be on the same level, the same court, speaking, believing the same thing. Amen. And I just praise God for this opportunity. You need a vision as a corporation. You need a vision as an individual. Because you're here. You're not here by happenstance or chance. God our Father, has brought you here for a divine purpose. And you need to know it. You will not know it if you don't seek the face of God. You cannot know what God has, his original plan for your life, if you don't seek him. I didn't say seek a church. I didn't say seek some special leader. I said, you got to get on your face in the presence of God. And seek him like never before. God will not leave you ignorant. God will give you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge as to his divine purpose for your life. And once God give it to you, can't nobody take it back. That's one of the things that encourages me more in remaining faithful to this ministry, is because God gave it to me 14 years ago. And to see it coming together now, I just praise God for his faithfulness, for his allowing, by his grace, allowing me to be here 14 years later, seeing this emanating, coming together. May God bless each of you. May his countenance smile upon you. I pray for each of you, and thank you so much for your support. Thank you for praying for my granddaughter, Tierra Bryan, and my daughter. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Listen, where there is no vision, the people perish. Understand your vision for your life. And once you get it, be like Joseph. Be tenacious. Don't let nobody take it away from you. Joseph said it so much, he ended his brothers. You know the story about Joseph in Genesis. Praise the Lord. His brothers, they hated him for it. They ends up throwing him in a pit, letting him get take off into Egypt, and coming home telling his dad a lion, bringing his colorful coat home and telling the father that a lion ate him, killed him and ate him. But God used that man, every dream he showed him. He ended up being the salvation for Israel, for his own family. So just thank God. If you got a vision, hold on to it, fight for it. Don't give up. The Lord is with you. He will provide. Thank God for the people who are supporting. is they even thank God for your enemies, because that's a good sign that you're on track. Don't fade behind it. That is a very good sign. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you for this opportunity. Have a good evening. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, Pastor Quincy. Amen. That was a powerful word. Vision. Without vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. We just thank you. You want to close us out in prayer, Pastor Quincy?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father,
yes, Lord,
that you created us all with divine purpose. And Father, I pray that you would bless somebody who heard this message, to come seek, fall on their face and seek you, God, that they seek your face.
Yes,
and if they don't know you, they repent of their sins, Father, and accept you so they can find their purpose in life for being here on earth. Thank you for Evangelist Shirley and this ministry, the radio blog. As you continue to bless her and her family, everything pertaining to her, and all the administrators
thank
of Now
Jesus.
Faith Ministry. I thank you for watching over my granddaughter. Father, we believe that you have her. According to Psalms 91, we're claiming that. And we're hoping, we know that she's going to come home, and we just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we just thank you for this opportunity once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you,
amen.
Pastor Quincy. Until next time, family, this is your hostess, Evangelist Shirley. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless. God bless.